This is my quick review of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. This is the latest Indiana Jones film that was released in July 2023. It stars Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, Phoebe Waller-Bridge as Helena, Antonio Banderas as Rinaldo, Toby Jones as Basil Shaw, Mads Mikkelsen as Dr. Voller, and Ethan Isidore as Hedy, the young boy in the film. In this film, as with a lot of the Indiana Jones, they're sort of on a quest to find something. In this case, it's that Archimedes dial of destiny. They have half of it, and it's hidden away in the library somewhere, and they're off to try to find the other half. The first 15 minutes of this film was very interesting. It was a young version of Harrison Ford, where they used AI to de-age him about 30 or so years and try to make him look young. It was interesting. I thought it worked well. I think it was a little bit noticeable in the scenes where he was running and stuff. It looked like he was an old man running instead of a young man running, but it wasn't that bad. My niece actually thought, oh wow, he doesn't look bad. He hasn't aged. So I thought that was funny. And then what happened after those 15 minutes were up, they cut over to this scene where they show present day Harrison Ford with his shirt off, which I thought was a little bit of a gratuitous nudity that they didn't need to show. That was interesting. In the film, the bad guy is played by Mads Mikkelsen as Dr. Voller. He is playing a Nazi who wants the full Dial of Destiny because the dial will somehow open the gates of time and allow you to go back in time. And for some reason, that was a big draw for all of these people. The reason why Helena wanted the dial was essentially to sell it. She was a money-grubbing person. At least at first, she wanted to sell it. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny had a budget of nearly $300 million, came in at $294,700,000 is what IMDb shows. So far, worldwide, it has grossed $247,905,000, and that's as of today, which is July 11th. So from that perspective, you could say it hasn't done well. I have heard that people say that this has been a flop. I don't know, maybe they were expecting it to be a multi-billion dollar type of franchise continuing on in the same vein as Star Wars and that sort of thing. One of the enjoyable factors in the film was, of course, the music by John Williams was incredible as usual. I thought this film worked for what it was. There were a lot of things that you had to suspend your disbelief on. I had several examples. It seemed like any time that they needed to find an artifact that would give them a clue to where the other artifact that might tell them where the dial was, the first place that they searched was always where they found it. Usually something like that would take an expedition. It would take weeks or if not months to find these types of things that they found, including one that was underwater in this remote location halfway around the world. And they went down there and they only had 3 minutes of air, and they went down there and found it within that time frame. So there's a lot of those types of things. If you can get beyond a few of those things, I thought this film was entertaining. I enjoyed it for what it was worth. Throwing away some of those things that you have to suspend your disbelief for, I really thought this was entertaining and a worthy addition to the franchise. I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but a lot of those types of people are your Disney haters. Anyway, I would give this film 3 stars.